Blog Talk Radio.
This is real. I believe I am psychic. My first prediction, I am either going to fly or ruin that family's picnic.
Hey, you've ruined our picnic!
Psychic!
So be it. Hello, friends.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Simplicity. I'm your host, Brian Trebek. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just hanging out. I'm hanging out on the couch with Milo. And Milo said, what are you going to do? I was like, well, I'm going to sit here. Is there any movies to watch? Not really. How about you do a radio show? I don't know what to talk about. Talk about whatever the hell. I'm like, really? Just do a show about nothing? Yeah, man, it worked for Seinfeld. Milo, you're very educational. I suppose I could do a show about nothing. Or whatnot. I don't give a hoot doing a radio show. I really, really did. Like, a lot. So I posted a show. And I decided, let's do a show. And so here we are. All right, welcome. Let's see, hold on. Before we begin, let me tell you something. It's going to be random whatever the heck. So, here we go. Hello, everybody. We're going to go into a venture of goodness, a venture of goodness that we cannot even explain. We are going to say many, many words that will not explain anything, but also say things that you do not know about. That's how this show is going to be. It is Saturday. I decided to have a good day, which means I didn't work at all, except for working on material. There's a play that I'm going to be in called The Haunting of Hill House. I play a paranormal investigator. This haunted house. Well, haunted. I should say disturbed or leprous. This house was built, let's say, in the 1800s. It is filled with evil. And in this play that I'm in, The Haunting of Hill House, the people that I'm acting with are very good. This, so far, at the Clear Creek Community Theater, is very nice. Everyone is very good. No one's annoying, so far. I'm looking at you, Katie. So far, everything's nice. I have some great company showing up very, very soon. Hold on for a moment because I don't agree with everything. I hope you can hear me now. Damn internet. I hope you can. Damn internet. All right. I hope you can hear me now. Anyway, today is a friendly day, talking about many things. Bring you on. Well, let me see. There's somebody who'd like to call into the show. Let me see. We had some internet problems. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Please calm down. I'm tired of your being silly. See if we can bring on Vernique. Hello, Vernique.
Hello.
Hello, Vernique. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's so wonderful to hear you.
It's so splendid to hear you, too. As soon as I saw your post on Facebook, I called in.
You know, I just had to do a show. I don't know why. I just figured, you know, just do a show. You know, why not? Why not? So, Vernique, how have you been doing? How's the career?
Oh, everything's going well. I was actually just sitting here on the computer working on some music, and I kind of made a detour to Facebook, and there you were. So I just, I don't know. Just decided that I would go ahead and come on to the show. Shake it up a little bit.
That sounds great. Shake it up as much as you like. Tell me, the Pure 27 bar that we go to, what the hell happened?
Friends, I have no idea.
There's this little bar. There's this bar that we go to every once in a while. You know, and something happened. One day, we show up, there's a gunshot in the window, and there's no electricity. They can't serve cold beer or tap. They're there, but they just can't do it. What did you hear about it?
Well, all I heard was that that she shut it down. She just told me that she shut the pier down. And I was like, okay. I was thinking, why would you just shut it down? You know what I mean? But she didn't mention the gunshot, so there's a little bit more to the story.
Yeah, Did you not see that? Oh, God. I was there, and I saw that there was a definite gunshot. If you lean down on the sidewalk, you could see the bullet hole go through the frame and into the window. It was definitely somebody who was laying down on the ground and shot the gun. I had to go in to do this. But I did it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm sorry, that tickled me.
I had to do this.
Yeah,
but
that's
anyway.
Wild, though.
Other than that, I tried to help you out, play that I was in. Yeah, so you're thinking of maybe working more with auditioning with this theater group, maybe?
Yes, there's actually two plays that I want to audition for. One is an Agatha Christie mystery, and the auditions are going to be in November, and the other is No Sex, Please, We're British, and the auditions are in February for that one. And, oh, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I have a gig weekend after next dressing up as Doc McStuffins from Disney Channel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty epic, I think. I'm going to dress in this, like, giant costume, yeah. It's. I know the kids are going to go acorns.
Full acorn?
Mm-hmm. Full on acorns, I already know. It's going down.
Full on acorn, kids. Full on, man.
You know what's really funny? I was just about to text you today and, like,
what?
See what you were doing.
I was on and off trying to make sure my aunt and uncle was having a good time, and I had a good time just relaxing, took a nap, and then all of a sudden it was 8 o'clock, and I was like, holy hell. Oh.
Just hanging out. What?
Yeah, I was in a time warp today. I really was.
Yeah.
I took a little nap, and I was like, whoa, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm here. I exist. What should I do? But then I decided to do a radio show because why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hello, Freckles. They're in the chat room. Hello, Freckles. How you doing?
Hey,
Susie. Susie just hanging out. She could press 1 if she, you know, press 1, I'll bring you on. I don't know if I'd like to bring you on if you don't want to be on, babe girl, but I'll bring you on. Doesn't matter. I'll bring you on, girl. Anyway, so this show was just say, hey, how's it going? I'm bored and I can't find a movie I could watch. We're about to, 30-minute show, because I have not paid for my 2 hours, which I shouldn't. Okay, good. It's been rough, but hanging in there. Well, poor Freckles, it's lovely that you're here.
Brian, calm down. Jesus Christ. I was getting on to the apartment.
I didn't yell. Did I yell?
Turn that computer off. Okay, Jesus Christ. I'm going to turn it off.
I didn't mean to be mean.
Holy smokes, man. Jeez. I just got burned by your fiery dragon breath just then.
I did not mean to be a mean, mean statement. I did not mean for that to be like that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I know. All right. So, this evening I've been just hanging out, and I was thinking of it would be nice to have a studio, a very nice studio for an audience and stage. Do a talk show. I would love to do a talk show, like a day or night, whatever the hell. But for people here, locally, it would be freaking awesome. Just think of the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon or whatnot, Johnny Carson, whatever you want to do. But it'd be a variety show. Here in Kima, around Clear Lake, to promote local artists. Have everybody just do their gig, you know, just anything. Promote anything locally. It'd be beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I would even, like, help you find investors. Or something like that.
A studio. That's what we need. Studio audience building. That's what we need. And we could do anything. It would just be so much fun. That's what I think. I got to do it. I mean, that's my goal. That's what I got to do. Because I love everybody I interact with. And here's the thing. It'd be a talk show and variety show. Local
people. Yeah.
Real people. Not just famous people, but just local people who do great things.
Like you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, here I am. I'm the host. Here, it's all about me, kids.
Yeah, it is all about, it's all about Brian Trezeg. Everybody knows that. Everybody that's, like, called into your show, they already know it's all about Brian Trezeg. I know that.
That's Brian Trezeg.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful that that you and some other people remember my last name because it's silly. Just like, it's Brian Trezeg. That's right. Trezeg.
Yeah.
Better watch your shit.
I'm your biggest fan, Brian Trezeg.
Oh, Vernique, watch your mouth. Vernique, you better watch it.
Hey, what? You want me to watch?
Vernique, I want you to tell us about since you're here, this is a beautiful time to do it. Tell us about the band that you're in and the music that you provide.
Oh, well, I guess it's not all about Brian Trezeg anymore. So, I'm in a band called S4TF. Stands for Something for the Fellas, and we're an R&B group, kind of like electronic R&B fusion, and we rock pretty hard. I mean, what else can I say? We have a show coming up on October 3rd in El Paso at this Taboo Festival for a photography studio in El Paso called Nequium, and it's like a pin-up and boudoir photography studio. It's like one of the well-kept secrets in the area, and they're having this like insane festival, and we get to be a part of it. So I'm super excited. Yeah.
Wow. And I gotta tell you guys, she and the others are just amazing. How can we find where we can listen to you girls? Because it is just amazing. Please tell us where we can find to listen to you.
You can search in the Google Play Store, S, letter 4, I mean, oh my gosh, number 4, letter T, letter F. And that's how you can find us on the Google Play Store. And we're just going to pretend like I didn't say letter F, even though I can't. I just can't leave that one and let it be. But you can also find us on Facebook the exact same way.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Sweetness. All right, we're just hanging out. We only have 4 minutes of live time because of I didn't pay the bills. That's all right. But we're just hanging out. Vernique, Vernique. All right. Have you ever had a paranormal incident? Have you ever seen a ghost, or have you ever had any kind of psychic situations, anything like that? Any weird thing? that have in your life?
I wouldn't even call them weird because I've seen so many.
All right. Well, tell us about them. The first time.
The very first time I was out camping with a few of my buddies and, seeing that we were a bit under the influence, like maybe I was just bugging out, but I know that I wasn't bugging out.
Where was this?
For sure.
What? Where?
We were out camping in the woods.
Okay.
And we kept seeing this like light orb as we're walking through the woods, and I'm like, dude, what is that? Like, is that somebody like flashing a flashlight or something? And they're like, oh no, it's light. I don't see anybody. I was like, okay, so do you guys not think that that's a little crazy? That, you know, there's just this random ball of light following us around? I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking it, whatever. And it proceeds to, like, come closer and closer to us. And my friends are like, okay, what is that? And I was like, see, I know I'm not going crazy. And so it gets up a little bit closer, but still not close enough for us to be able to really see anything, except we can see that it's like a giant orb of light with like a nucleus, if you will. Like, that's what it looked like. And so we just freaked out. We were just way too baked to be going through that. So we, like, ran away, went to the tent, and, you know, we're just, like, roasting marshmallows right outside of the tent. And then everybody just kind of dwindled down, and we went back inside. And as we're, like, sleeping, I keep feeling like there's something, like, watching me, like, or right behind me or something like that. And I see the same color light. And every time I looked out, I didn't see it anymore. It was really creepy.
Damn. All right.
Good creepy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I know it's, we're out of time, but we have Susie here. Susie, are you there? Susie?
Yeah.
Hello, beautiful.
Hey.
My love, how you doing?
Still sick, but still alive.
You're still feeling bad?
Yeah.
Oh, my poor girl. Damn it.
Hope you feel better.
We're out of time, but I wanted to bring you on, say hello. We got 15 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
Have you had any weird experiences that you can share?
That I can think of right now. and the Benadryl kind of has my head fried.
Oh, Benadryl.
Okay.
I'm surprised you're not asleep yet.
Yeah, it takes a while for me. I've had to use it so long.
Yeah.
Susie is going to join me at Dash Beardsley's Wake the Dead convention here in a week or so, this very night.
A week or 2 weeks? I don't know. It's like 2 weeks,
that's
I think.
Right. Yeah. Susie is going to be traveling to here to hang out with me at the convention in Galveston. And she's going to help me out, which is very nice. Very, very nice. And I think, Bernique, you should check that out.
Okay, so tell me more.
It's the Galveston Convention Center. October 9th to 11th. Going to have many movie stars, paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
Going to be a fun weekend. The 9th to 11th.
The 10th is my gig, as Doc McStuffin, but the 9th and the 11th, I can make myself available to drive all the way out to, it's 2 hours out. I think it's called Madisonville.
What are you telling me?
Madisonville is where my gig is for the, it's a kids party.
Oh, yes.
But the 9th and the 11th should be just fine.
All right. Well, you get to see my lovely girl, Susie. Hello, Susie.
Hey.
Hey,
I'm trying. I'm trying really hard.
This girl. Bernice, this girl, Susie, is amazing. My girl. Father is to it.
My
and,
girl.
My girl. Talking about my girl.
My girl.
That's right. But she's going to join me for the Galveston Comic-Con. The Paracon, I should say.
Wake the Dead. Got it.
Yeah, the Wake the Dead show. That's right.
Oh, wait, how much are these tickets?
Oh, if you say you're with Brian, you can come, I guess, for free, I would say. If it's just you, just, I'm with Brian, I'm helping him out. And then you just show up and help me out because I need it.
Oh, well, sweet. Okay.
I don't know, but...
Wait, do you have to, like, dress up or something? Just, oh, my gosh, I'll text you.
Oh, God. Well, there is a Halloween thing, you know, going on, so you can dress up whatever you want, which is wonderful.
Oh, gosh, and my hair's purple, so I've got options.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Thank you, Vernique, for being here. We're getting out of here.
Alrighty.
All right, Vernique, have a great night. We'll talk to you again. Yes, of course. We'll have a wonderful time. Miss Susie. Oh, Susie. You lovely. I cannot wait to have you here. Susie. Oh, Susie. All right. That's enough. All right. Susie will be joining us in a wonderful time in my life. All right. Everyone have a great night. Thank you so much. We'll see you whenever. I don't know. This was a random simplicity show. Who knows when we'll be back. I'll talk to you soon. Good night, my lovely people.
Good night. Good night, my lovely people. Good night, my lovely people. Good night, my lovely people.
Oh, I understand. I see what's happening. Mr. Milo, would you mind connecting the account? Do you mind? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Milo, mind connecting the account? Are you good with that? Really? Too many. Okay, fine. I don't mind. Too many quids. I wish you mentioned dollars. Does it have to be quids? All right, fine. Did you know that there were 400,000, 500,000 of those people that mentioned quids at the same time when somebody else was saying mids? Yeah, when they were all trying to figure it all out, they all decided it was quids and not mids. Do you believe that shit? No, they believe that shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20. We don't know when the end starts. Nobody knows when the end starts. Nobody knows when it all stops. So I don't know when it closes. I can connect to the other. I can connect to the other. We can find out if it works or not. You decide. This internet is frozen. This internet is frozen. This internet is frozen to another time. This thing goes wherever it goes. I hope it works for me. I don't know if it will be what I want, but it will be what I need. At the time, I'm trying to connect to the internet. I don't know if it's fine. We'll see if I just make some adjustments and I will see. I love you. I love you. Good night, my love. Good night, my love, I'm gone. 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 I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you get, no matter what you take.